Hi, Michael Griffiths here, Referral Marketing Guru, and thanks for joining us today in Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to look at something that most people don't even consider around their referral relationships, and that's how is your image affecting your partnerships, good or bad? You see, the way we look, the way we talk, the way we respond to things, how efficient we are or how slack we are, how we communicate, how we present ourselves, all of these things have an effect on getting the right referral partners, on keeping the right referral partners, and ensuring that your referral partners see you as credible and therefore actually want to be able to work with you and help you. So I talk about this purely from an awareness point of view. Your image, your personal brand, the way you do things, that's completely up to you. The reason I talk about this is that it becomes very interesting that most people don't actually consider that things that they are currently doing right now is actually some of the reasons why you're not getting the sorts of referral partners you want, or keeping the referral partners you want, or getting the types of referrals that you want. Okay, I'll tell a personal story where when we had the marketing agency, very much my personal brand was around jeans, collared shirt, nice shirt. And that's because that was the character, the people who I was going and seeing, that's what they wanted to be dressed in. If I turned up in a suit, I was on a completely different level character-wise to what they were doing and in terms of who I was speaking to. So I had to be that particular person, and that's therefore the decision I made in terms of my own personal brand. Well, now we've moved into just niching into referral marketing. We're working with big companies, we're working with financial institutions, as well as we're working with smaller businesses, but therefore my brand needed to change also. And the things I'm going to go through with you now are things which actually have all been considered in terms of the image that we want to portray. So it's probably worth you considering it also. Okay, so the first thing that we're going to look at is how well do you actually have crafted a mission and vision statement? See, all good organizations and people who have direction of where they're going, they understand their mission and their vision. They promote it. It's up on their website on their About Us page. It's in their building if they've got a building. But it's communicated to our referral partners also. This is the vision that I see for what our business is creating. This is its mission. This is the path it's heading. So do you have something as simple as that to ensure that your referral partners can be on your page? Have you established an appropriate look? Have you actually thought about, is your look helping you or hindering you in terms of getting the right referral partners? So the next thing is then, not only do you have a personal look, but what does your telephone or email strategy look like? So whenever I'm on the telephone, it's always hi, Michael speaking. It's very consciously being made to be a little bit more laid back and relaxed. Okay? When I write emails, it's always hi. It's never dear. Whenever we finish emails, it's always have a great day, chat soon. It's never regards. Now, you've got to work out what it needs to be for you for in terms of your own personal brand and the things that you want to be able to attract. But they're things worth considering. So they're not just done out of luck. There's actually a strategy and there's a reason behind those things are done. And it's therefore we're going to attract the same sorts of people, which are the sorts of people that we want to be referral partners. So don't pretend to be something that you're not, because in the end you'll attract the wrong sorts of people to be referral partners also. If you happen to have an office, what does that look like? Are you proud to take people into it? Is it neat, tidy? Does it represent the brand that you want for it to represent? The other thing on email, do you have at Hotmail or at Gmail? And if you do, how can people be able to really put their name in the line for you if you can't have a simple domain name which has your email address? Seeing that these days you don't have to have a website, you can buy a domain name for as much as $20 for a couple of years. So if you can't do that, then people go, well, can I really put my name on the line for this person? So that subliminal message that's been created by you having something just at Hotmail or Gmail rather than at a domain name. Do your marketing collateral materials all look the same? Or are they all over the place? Because if they're all over the place, you're probably also giving the message to referral partners that, hey, I'm a little bit disjointed and a little bit unorganized myself. And your referral partners are going, well, how do I get to actually promote this person if they're here, there, and everywhere? So you need to make sure everything is looking the same, everything's crisp, it's clean, and in the end is portraying that message that you actually want to be able to get across. Does your website represent what you want it to look like? Are you proud of it? Is it easy for people to navigate around? Can people make contact with you immediately? That means having a contact number up at the top right-hand side of your website on the front page. Or do people have to find a contact button somewhere to be able to finally get to the very end? Even going to the extent that when you have an email signature, is it a banner, a JPEG banner, which means that people can't click the phone number and call you immediately from your email signature, or do you make it easy for people to be able to do that? Okay, these are all little things, but they're all little things that your referral partner goes, oh, can I really be bothered dealing with someone who can't even look after themselves or someone who makes it hard for when I refer business to them? Your other thing with your telephone is, do you have a proper voicemail message, or are you someone who goes, you've got 10 seconds to leave a message and we'll send it as a text? I don't have a referral partner that would have a voicemail message like that. To me, if someone can't be bothered listening to a message and then returning the phone call, why would I want to pass my network and my clients over to them? So something as simple as that could be hurting you. Okay? How do you manage yourself? What standard do you set for yourself? What do you expect the standard to be for other people? What are your personal values? How do you introduce yourself to others at networking events or to other people's networks? Are you always consistent with this? So the way you manage yourself is extremely important. Do you have, for example, I'll always get back to people within this time period. If I get an email, I'll always have responded, even if it's as simple as, sorry, I can't get back to you right now with that information, but I'll get back to you real soon. That takes all of a few seconds. But what it does in terms of the eyes of your referral partners, it shows them how professional you are. It shows them that you take care of their credibility. It shows them that you're someone who actually values referral relationships. Understand the importance of your social media. So these days, it's just so easy with social media to know everything about everybody. What are you portraying? What message are you portraying? Is it hurting or helping your referral relationships? So when you start looking at the image side, there are a lot of simple things in there, but you put one or two out of line, and all of a sudden, that's probably why you're not going to get the referral partners and the quality referral partners that you really want. Because they're checking off all of these things. They're making sure that each one of these little things have been covered properly. So if you want that type of referral partner, you need to make sure that they're all covered off. And in the end, your communication with your referral partner, I'm always asking my referral partner, so how can I improve image-wise that makes you referring to me even easier? And sometimes you need that outside view, maybe to get the little kick up the butt that you need. I certainly hope that's been of some value there, because it's not only how good you are at what you do, it's also the other little things that makes referring to you easy. It makes having your credibility on the line at a high standard. Sometimes those things will affect what you actually get in the amount of referrals. Great being with you today. I hope you're enjoying our Get More Referrals Today podcast. Please make sure you come back and join us. You can also see further education and blogs on our site, referralmarketingguru.com.au. Until next time, have a great rest of the day, and I'll talk to you soon.